The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." Gospel of the Lord. Well, today is the fourth Sunday in Lent, and we've reached the halfway point of our Lenten journey. It's also called Lectare Sunday. Lectare is a Latin word that means rejoice. It's also one of 2 days during the liturgical year that priests and deacons get to wear these rose-colored vestments. Now, don't we look pretty good in pink, huh? In fact, one of the parishioners at the 5 o'clock Mass said that real men wear pink. The color rose signifies joy. And on Lectare Sunday, we rejoice in the love and in the mercy of God, even if we have sinned and turned away from him like the people of Judah in our reading from Chronicles we heard just a few minutes ago. God still loved them, and he still loves us. As we heard in John's Gospel, he sent his only Son so that those who believe in him might have eternal life. Today is a journey that we continue in hope towards that great Easter celebration, a journey that began on Ash Wednesday 25 days ago. Today, we also rejoice in Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us, for our eternal salvation. Christ, who scattered the darkness with his light. 39 years ago, I had an opportunity with 3 of my classmates to go to England, Ireland, and Scotland. And we were 4 brash young Americans, college juniors. We were carefree on a tight budget. So we would sleep in the car at night, or when we were in Ireland, we pitched a tent in the farmer's field. And of course, the farmers were not too happy with us the next morning. And we became very good and skilled at finding the local pubs in all the towns that we came to. But our sense of merriment and our naive view of the world would soon end in an evil act of terrorism. I remember sitting in a pub in Dublin and seeing these truckloads of soldiers in combat gear with rifles speeding throughout the city. And slowly, the shock of what happened descended upon Dublin, and a sense of sadness and doom and darkness and despair enveloped not only Dublin, but all of Ireland. You see, the great English World War II hero, Lord Mountbatten, the second cousin of Queen Elizabeth II, had been assassinated, along with his grandson and two others. And that day, 18 British soldiers were also killed by the Irish Republican Army. And I can remember getting up the next morning, early in the morning, with a heavy heart, and we went to St. Patrick's Cathedral. And while we were in the cathedral, I can remember this great bolt of light that burst through the stained glass window onto the priest's hands as he raised them at the point of the consecration. And I began thinking in my mind, the darkness of sin and evil cannot and will not overcome the light of Christ. That image has remained in my mind for nearly four decades. You know, the darkness and sin that we face in life is not usually as dramatic as a terrorist act or what we experienced on Ash Wednesday with the shooting in the Parkland in Florida. It's usually something that we've chosen as a result of sin, or maybe it's just something that's part of what just happened in life. Sometimes it's a spiritual poverty of materialism and consumerism. Sometimes it's addictions, and I'm not talking just drugs and alcohol, but maybe addictions to work, to sports, to video games, maybe even to our smartphones. And sometimes it's just the trials and tribulations of life. Maybe we're caring for a sick child. Or if we're in the sandwich generation, we're caring for a sick parent at the same time. Maybe we've lost a job. Perhaps we have a broken relationship with a friend. Maybe we're having a situation where we've lost a loved one or we have a declining health. And this sense of despair and darkness descends upon us and we feel abandoned by God. But the darkness does not have the last word. We have a God who loves us. A God who does not abandon us. He sends us his Son, a light into the world. 21 days from today will be our Easter celebration. And at the great Easter vigil, this church and all the churches around the world will be darkened until the light of Christ in the Paschal candle comes through that door and begins to slowly make its way forward. And as it comes forward on that great night, the light of Christ and the candles lit will begin to surround everybody here in this church. The light of Christ scattering the darkness. God's love is unconditional. We cannot earn it, but we have to make a choice to receive it. Do we choose good over evil? Will we choose light over the gloom and darkness of the night? Will we choose to be a beam of light, guiding others to Christ through our own words and example? Today, and every day that we come to the gift of the Eucharist, Christ's radiant splendor shines upon us. And after you've come forward to receive today and gone back to your seat, I want you to close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to picture in your mind a great beam of light bursting forth onto the Eucharist and then bursting forth onto you. Today, at the end of Mass,
As we go forward through those doors out into the world, may we become what we eat. Christ for others, radiating his light out into a world that is in such desperate need of God's love and mercy. Today, on Lectare Sunday, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice in the light of Christ, giving thanks to God. Amen.